morning. This is Reverend Leslie here with your audio service for this coming weekend. And I'm a little bit late in actually recording it. Normally I record it earlier in the week, maybe midweek, but it's actually Saturday morning. And today we're going to have a look at something that we are hopefully quite familiar with. And that is the prayer that Jesus gave us. And it's called, obviously, the Lord's Prayer. And there can be a sense of being a little bit over familiar with this prayer, because maybe we've learnt it since we were children and it just trips off our tongues. But why is it there? Well, we'll find out a little bit about that. And in our reading, our gospel reading in a moment, we will find out the context of why the prayer originated, where actually it was the disciples that said to Jesus, actually, we're not quite sure how to pray. We're a bit confused. And Jesus gave them the Lord's Prayer. So before we start by listening to that reading, let us just spend a moment just sitting quietly and letting go of the things of this week, maybe placing them in front of you, thinking about the things that have been good, the things that have been less appealing, letting go of those things and embracing the good things, giving thanks maybe for those things. What is your week been like? Where has God been in all of that? And now we're going to listen to our reading from the Gospel of Luke. So we're going to hear our reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, starting to read at verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he would not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So in a moment, rather than giving you a sermon, we're going to give you a little bit of drama. And this is two people. Well, not two people, in fact. It is one person praying the Lord's Prayer. And in response to his prayer or her prayer, you're going to hear God's response. So listen very carefully and imagine if you were praying the Lord's Prayer. What kind of responses would God be giving to you? And in response to that, what would you be thinking? So listen to our next little bit of drama.
Our Father, who...
Yes?
Don't interrupt me, I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I was praying. Our Father, who art in heaven...
There, you did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father, who art in heaven, here I am. What's on your mind?
But I didn't mean anything by it. I was, you know, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. Makes me feel good. Sort of like getting a job done.
All right, go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it. What do you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be thy name.
It means... Good grief, how should I know what it means? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honoured, holy, wonderful.
Ah, that makes sense. I never thought about what hallowed meant before. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Of course, why not?
What are you going to do about it?
Do? Nothing, I suppose. I just think it would be rather good if you got control of things down here the way you have up there.
Have I got control of you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked you. What about that bad temper? You've really got a problem there, you know.
Stop picking on me. I'm just as good as some of those hypocrites down at the church.
Excuse me, but I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, it will have to start with the ones who are praying for it. Like you, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have a few hang-ups. Now that you mention it, I could probably name some others.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it much until now, but I really would like to cut out some of those things. I really would like to know how to be free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Some real victories can be won. I'm proud of you.
Look, Lord, I need to finish this up here. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does. Give us this day our daily bread.
You need to cut out the bread. You're a little overweight as it is.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Here I am doing my religious duty and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all my faults.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You could end up changed, you know. That's what I'm trying to bring across to you. You called me and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep on praying. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer. Well, go on.
I'm scared too.
Scared of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me and see.
Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
What about Peter Brown?
See, I knew you'd bring him up. Why, Lord, he told lies about me and he cheated me out of some money. I swear I'll get even with him.
But your prayer, what about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's not much fun carrying around that load of bitterness inside, is it?
No, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even. Have I got some plans for old Peter?
You won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. Think of how unhappy you really are. But I'll change all that.
You will? How?
Forgive Peter, and I'll forgive you. Then the hate and sin will be Peter's problem, and not yours. You may lose the money, but you will have settled your heart.
It doesn't sound easy, but deep down I know it would be worth the effort. Thank you, Lord, for helping me work through this. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen.
What did you think of our little drama? God and the praying person talking together. Have you ever imagined when you're praying the Lord's Prayer or praying any prayers of God actually talking back to you? Do you actually give space for God to talk back to you when you are praying? Do you even think of it as being a conversation rather than something that you're just saying and the words drift out there and where do they sit? And what confidence have you got that when you pray, especially when you're asking God to make a difference, to change something, what confidence do you have in that prayer? I'm thinking at the moment about how we intercess. So intercessions are when we pray to God. And that can be on behalf of others. We may be petitioning. We may be asking others, asking God to intercede, to deal with a problem that we're aware of for another person. Or it may be our own problems that are going on, maybe in our families. Or so what are our expectations when we say those prayers? Is it just that we're just getting them off our chest? We're sort of talking openly about them. That's good in itself. But do we deeply have that expectation that God is going to intercede, that God is going to make a difference? And of course, in our little drama, we've got that situation that the person that's praying has with Peter Brown, and a bit of a money situation, it sounds like. But how many times do we actually pray? But do we ever actually think about the people that we don't get on with in our prayers? Not asking necessarily for them to be dealt with by God, but actually saying, do you know what? I'm going to forgive Peter Brown. I'm going to forgive whoever that person is that has really hurt us. I'm going to let go of that feeling, that emotion that I have about that person. And the reason God wants us to do that is because as long as we hold on to those things, that person is going to continue to hurt us. If we can lay them down and say, God, I don't want to hold this pain anymore, then God takes that pain from us. And we can go free. Isn't that amazing? That we ask for forgiveness. That's what we do when we say sorry to God. But we can also let go of the things that have hurt us and have freedom in that. I think that's really special. I used to have a little service, still have got it. And it's a service where you can let go of things. And what I invite, it's like a restoration service. And you can write down on little bits of paper all the things that I call them the rocks that you hold within yourself. You can write those things down and then you place them face down, so the words down, upon a cross. And the cross has got the figure of Jesus. It is there. The cross is there with the figure of Jesus on it. And you place these pieces of paper down onto the cross and then take a stone or a rock. I've got a great big basket of them. And we place those stones and rocks on top of the piece of paper and then basically say, I don't want to hold these things anymore. I'm going to take them to the cross. And then you pray a prayer that is saying, actually, God, take these things from me. And you might say that in that little service, and it's just something I do on a one-to-one basis with people if they want to let go of things. You might say, well, that's just an act, it's a symbolic act. But does it really work? But my experience of it has been that the people that have done that service, that have embarked on that little journey with me, have actually found that their load has been lightened. They've been able to let go of those things. So maybe there's something in your life that you would like to let go of. Oh, and by the way, all the things that are written down and placed on the cross, I never look at those pieces of paper. In fact, what I tend to do is I tend to pick them up, pop them in my pocket, come home and burn them on my wood burner. So those things are between you and God. So maybe when you're saying the Lord's Prayer next time, think about each of those sections, each of the parts of it. Why are they there? And obviously, in our reading, Jesus is saying, you know, sort of actually, when you go to God, just like that story he has about the person knocking on the person's door at night saying, I haven't got any bread, can you help me? And the person saying, go away, it's too late, I'm in bed, my children are asleep. But that's not what God does. We can pray to God at any time, day or night, in whatever situation, and God will listen and God will respond. So just be reassured of that. And if prayer is difficult for you, then maybe just have a think about it as more of a conversation with God rather than something that you have to sit down and close your eyes and light a candle. You don't necessarily have to do that. You could be out walking. It could be first thing in the morning when you wake up or last thing at night. It could be if you're reading something and suddenly it's significant. I think nature is an amazing place to pray. Just giving thanks, looking at things in more detail. Whatever works for you, but don't shut God out. Make sure that you're talking to God on a regular basis. Bless you all. Our intercessions this morning, I'm going to use a hymn. And I'm going to sing a verse and then pray after each verse. Hopefully you will recognise the hymn. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. Come bow before him now with reverence and fear. In him no sin is found, we stand on holy ground. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is near. So Lord God, we bring to you all our own personal worries today, whatever they may be. We have worries maybe about ending of school and beginning of a new school, maybe about work. We have worries about our children, our parents, our friends. We have difficult tasks to do and difficult decisions to make, and we worry what the future may bring. Help us to trust you and find in you a new stillness and peace. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. He burns with holy fire, with splendor he is crowned. How awesome is the sight, our radiant King of Light. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. And we pray again. Lord God, we bring to you our worries for the world today. We pray for places where there have been earthquakes, flooding, all of those awful things that happen, natural disasters. We pray for the places where people are fighting and in danger. Sadly, Lord, there are too many places in our world where this is happening. We pray particularly for those people who are hungry and thirsty, and remembering especially those in places where there is famine, but also where aid is being withheld. We pray for the places where people distrust each other because they maybe belong to different religions or races. Help us to trust you and find in you a new stillness and peace. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. He comes to cleanse and heal, to minister his grace. No work too hard for him. In faith, receive from him. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. Lord God, we bring to you our worries for all who are in need of your healing today. We pray for people who are sick or in pain, in hospital and at home. We pray for those who are frightened and feel that everything is going wrong. We pray for those who are sad and lonely. Help us to trust you and find in you a new stillness and peace. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. Come bow before him now with reverence and fear. In him no sin is found. We stand on holy ground. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. Let us pray together the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend, this weekend, and enjoy being out and about if you can, or just being in the space that you are living in at the moment. And just remember that God is with you in all places, in all situations. And if you don't even know the words to say, the words to pray, then use the Lord's Prayer, because that's what it's there for. And let us finish with the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.